Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
God first, everything second. Let's see how we can get this going. Today's episode is how to be a project management professional. Again, how to be a project management professional. All right, countdown. God first, everything second. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. As you know, I'm back with another one. I have a question for you. Are you ready to elevate your career and become a project management professional? Again, are you ready to elevate your career and become a project management professional? As you know, I have 7 points and that's it, family. And we get out here because I want to feed you so you can eat. But you don't get that, you know, that the itis or where you don't feel like doing anything. But I want to make sure you can do something. So we're going to rattle these off real quick, but not quick enough, but to the point where it makes it effective and you can do something with it. Today's episode is entitled How to Be a Project Management Professional. First point, I want to make you understand something, family. You have to lay the foundation. What does that mean? That means acquiring skill sets and even improving the current skill sets that you have, whether that is through frameworks or methodologies or certifications or self-studies. But family, you have to initially lay the foundation. And that's why, just think of a house. They just don't start building a house without proper foundation. So family, point number one, point number uno, lay the foundation. Let's go to point number two, gain hands-on experience. See, there's a difference. Now, again, I'm a huge avid reader, whether it's an audible book, meaning I'm listening through it, listening to the book as far as someone reading it to me, or just actually reading a physical copy, or even there's another program, I forgot the app that I've used before, where basically it kind of, you know, paragraphs or gives you a synopsis of the actual book. But more or less, the two that I normally stay in is either I'm reading the book or I'm listening to the book, or a combination of both, meaning I'm listening and reading, which then that's when I'm really attaining things. But not to drain this, which I seem like I was already doing, but really being able to get that hands-on experience, family. In previous videos, I recommended, if you're looking to break into project management and you don't have project management experience, to look to volunteer at places that are running projects. Everyone is running a project, they just don't call them projects. But you are smart enough to know that a project, because you're paying attention and watching this channel, you know a project has a beginning and end date. So find items, or I should say projects, that allow you to have the beginning and end date. As well as what this will do is this will give you a introspective look about project management as a whole as well. You're not going to learn everything by just getting hands-on experience on one project. This is going to take time, because each project, and more or less each project, is going to be different anyway. That's why part of the definition of project management, or what a project is, is unique. So each project is going to be unique, but there's going to be what we talked about in the first point of getting foundation. There's going to be some foundational principles that you can borrow. So for point number two, family, try to work on getting some hands-on experience. Look where there's opportunities to volunteer. Volunteer yourself, even at your job, to maybe assist a project manager that you either built a relationship with, or that you've had some type of interaction with. My biggest one, and my favorite out of the seven, is enhancing, well, one of them, is enhancing continuous learning. What does that look like? I'm going to always point you back to the source being PMI.org or the Project Management Institute. The Project Management Institute has a plethora of free resources. One of the things that I really enjoy doing that my buddy Phil turned me on to was the white papers at the Project Management Institute. The white papers are really true good case studies of the real life. And I'm actually gonna start probably putting together white papers or some type of documents to give you guys better interest for those who do not have project management experience and is really looking to make that shift. I wanna make sure that I can at least set a visual of what potentially a day-to-day may look like, so that way if they are interested, they can dive in. But again, staying in touch with having the ability to embrace continuous learning, because even when you become a project manager, let's say you take the path of you want to get your CAPM or your PMP, and for those who don't understand what CAPM or PMP, Certified Associate in Project Management and Project Management Professional. So CAPM and PMP, those are the acronyms. And with these certifications, they require something called PDU. What does PDU stand for? I'm glad you asked. PDU is Professional Development Units. For currently, as the making of this video, I do believe is 60 for the PMP. And I think it's half of that, maybe 30 or 25. I have to verify for the CAPM piece of things. But and the only reason why I don't know that number offhand is because if you have a CAPM and you have a PMP, your PMP accreditation hours for going after the PDUs that you're required to get, which is 60, will offset for the CAPM. So I sometimes don't know that number as strong as I shall, but I'll make sure, family, if you have a question about that, ping me in the comments below, and I'll make sure I can deliver that answer. But again, embrace continuous learning. You have, when you get into this field, you have to be a continuous learner. It can't be something that you learn one time and say, we're never going to have to worry about having to learn anything else again, because it's not true, because you're constantly learning, because projects do have a unique aspect to them. As I mentioned at the top of this, is finding certifications that are industry recognized. Now, one of the things I always hear is, does a Google project management certification replace the PMP, or is that the same equivalence? No, it's not. And I did a whole video of that, of comparing the two. I'm actually thinking about, going through that whole Google certification so I can talk to it more. But I can talk to it from a standpoint per PMI is not recognized under the PMI body. It's a great certification, and I'm going to go do the homework for you guys so I can give you some insight, so I can give you something to say, well, hey, let me tell you what I learned of going through this, and let me tell you what I didn't learn, and is it worth it or not? And I'll make sure that it's a true, not a sponsored video on the back end. No, it would be a true response. But again, that's going to take me sitting down and going through the whole course. And I will, because I've received a lot of pings as far as like, is it worth it? Should I do it? And I can't intelligently speak to that until I actually experience. So I'll go through it for you guys so you don't have to. You know what we do here. We take the arrows in the back for you so you don't have to, so you can learn from what I did. And that's a quote of Dan Kennedy's. But again, going after the CAPM or the PMP, again, as I told you, the PMP, the acronym, what that stands for is Project Management Professional, and the CAPM stands for Certified Associate in Project Management. Look at that. Your boy got it right the first time around. Point number five, cultivating communication skills. You already know, if you've been watching me for a while, I keep talking about communication. What? Yeah, communication. We're just talking about communication. I don't know why my face is feel like it's just shining today. I don't know. Maybe it's the lights. Okay. But anyway, cultivating, developing strong communication skills. When you develop a strong communication skill set, and this right here is definitely something that is always ongoing, because you're going to have to understand the audience that you're working with. Some of your audience that you're working with, I should say this, you just need to know your audience. It's certain audience that I'll speak at a high level, and some audience that I'll speak so detailed just to ensure that they capture everything I'm going. But over time, you'll learn that, family, as you're developing your career, of understanding how to communicate to different stakeholders. Sharpening your leadership abilities. You know, one of the things we talk about here is there's a difference between leadership and management. Management is just ensuring you get these tasks done over here. And leadership is guidance. Leadership is helping you develop that vision. Leadership is really the framework of what we talk about here at this channel, of making sure that you have the ability to make proper decision making. And proper decision making to me is not always getting the right answer, but having the courage to propose a solution so your team or your leadership is not always thinking for you, because if they do, then why would they even need you? And then the ability to problem solve. There's so many aspects of leadership, but I won't drain it here. But again, that is a key point. The last and final point that I want to make sure that we understand here is building a professional network. Now, this is something that I haven't really struggled with. It. It's just because I'm really great at networking. I'm just not great with following up with my networking, team, or the people that I've connected with. So that's something I'll definitely be working on for this year and just going forward, because I make some amazing connections, and then it's just the whole, let me follow up with this person. What is this person doing? And you got your own things that you're going through. So I plan to get better with that. And you have my word here on the show, so you can hold me accountable. But family, it is important to network. That's why I started. This is one of the many reasons that I started this, is because I'm hoping there are new or project managers that have, intermediate all the way up to advanced skill sets that I can collaborate, that I can learn something from. I can learn somebody who's making a transition from what they're currently doing to project management. I can understand what was that gap, what were some of their challenges, because I could help somebody else out. Family, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. And really, it was really about building up that, I'll say, that skill set, that hard and soft skill set that you'll have the ability to take on to be an exceptional project manager. This has been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.